Well, hello guys, how are you? This is going to be a real quick video. As you may know, I bought the Meta Quest 3, 512GB. And because the headset's only about two and a half hours of battery life, I bought the special bracket that goes on your head, the KK Cob VR Pro, and I bought an extra battery, so that's two batteries that come with it. And that certainly solves out the time issue, because you get at least 6 hours or maybe a bit more. And of course I bought the actual headset but to be able to play Half-Life Alyx. But then after a couple of days I bought Resident Evil 4 and it's only on Meta for VR only. Because lots of people said, oh, Resident Evil 4 is really good on VR, you know. You know what? I wasn't that impressed with Resident Evil 4. If you look on the ground as you're walking, all the leaves from the trees and all that, they look flat. Look, they've been run over by a steamroller. Now, I haven't finished the game yet, but the playability's still okay. But don't expect fantastic graphics or VR experience in it. The graphics are kind of almost like cartoon. There's also a game that comes with the Meta Quest 3, free of charge. It's Batman Shadow. Now, the graphics in that are better than Resident Evil 4, for sure. But the trouble is, I played Half-Life Alyx first, and so everything else just doesn't seem up to par. Because if you want a real VR experience, Half-Life Alyx is definitely the game. And it would be great if most games coming out on VR looked like Half-Life Alyx, but unfortunately, they don't. The reason why I got VR headset is because I wanted to get games to the next level. I wanted to actually be in the game, immerse myself, like I used to with platform games years ago. And that does work in Half-Life Alyx. I've moved around the room and didn't even know that I'm halfway across the room. And of course, I've knocked a load of things over on the tables and everything else. Now, I still haven't finished Half-Life Alyx. I'm giving it a bit of a break, then I'll be back into it. Now, I did find some of the controls on Half-Life Alyx a little bit fumbly, especially the gun and reload and everything, which is fine as long as you can see what you're doing, but if you're in a dark area, you can't see, and you end up flowing your hand around and you don't know where it's going. Usually while you're being attacked, of course. And a lot of times I ended up emptying the magazine onto the floor, and I had to try and pick it up while I was getting attacked and died quite a few times. But like I say, the graphics on the hands and the gun and everything look very, very good. They look real. But there's one thing that takes the immersiveness away, and that is the gun doesn't have any weight in your hand. Maybe you could have somebody standing by and when you take the gun out, they could put a couple of weights on your wrist. I wouldn't have thought there's any way they can actually fix that other than supplying you with a real gun or something. And I don't think that's going to happen. But all in all, I'm quite happy with the Meta Quest 3 and the games. And of course, they're going to get better in time. I just haven't got much of it. Now, the difference between the two games to me anyway is that Half-Life Alyx was made specifically VR, whereas Resident Evil 4 looks like it was a game adapted to VR. But I must say the things in your hand and your gun in Resident Evil 4 does look quite detailed, quite real. It's just that mostly everything else isn't. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. Now back to Half-Life. Alyx, spelt A-L-E-X for me. Take it easy.